In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel said unto the shepherds, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In our Advent and Christmas sermons this year, we have been looking at some of the hundreds of names and titles given in Scripture to the babe of Bethlehem, whose birth we are celebrating this night. On the first Christmas Eve, the angels declared three of these names and titles in their announcement of the birth to the shepherds. Savior, Christ, the Lord. For unto you is born a Savior. The Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians what he came into this world to save you from. The Scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin. The bad news is that we are all sinners, deserving of punishment and doomed to damnation. That is what you need to be saved from. That is why you need a Savior. The good news of Christmas is Christ, the Savior, is born. Christ, your Savior, is born. For unto you is born a Savior. How did he save you from your sins? The book of Hebrews tells us, He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him. The Apostle John writes, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. An atoning sacrifice means a sacrifice that makes up for, pays for some transgression, some wrong. The babe of Bethlehem would grow up to be the atoning sacrifice for your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world by the sacrifice of himself. His perfect holiness, his perfect life is credited to you, and your sins he bore in his body on the cross. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The good news of Christmas is, that is God's attitude toward you. On account of his son's birth, life, death, and resurrection, peace and goodwill. Because your Savior has taken away all God's anger, because he himself has suffered all the punishment for you. Paul puts it beautifully in Romans. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ. The word Christ really is not Jesus' last name, but a title. That's why the Bible sometimes says Jesus the Christ, or Christ Jesus. The title Christ means the anointed one. You see, in ancient times, kings, high priests, and prophets would be anointed with oil to symbolize taking office. The Apostle Peter tells us in Acts, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He is the ultimate anointed one, for he is the ultimate king of kings, the ultimate high priest who sacrificed himself for our sins, the ultimate prophet of God who brings us the good news of forgiveness. That explains how this baby, born in a stable to a poor peasant family and laid in the animal's feeding trough, in an obscure corner of the ancient world, became the number one most influential figure in all of human history. As the poem One Solitary Life puts it, He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He worked in a carpentry shop until he was 30, and then for 3 years he was an itinerant preacher. When the tide of popular opinion turned against him, his friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies. He was tried and convicted. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never owned a home. He never went to college. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompanies greatness. Yet all the armies that ever marched, and all the governments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, have not affected life upon this earth as powerfully as that one solitary life. Over 2,000 years later, billions around the world are still celebrating his birth. The baby whose birth we celebrate this night became the number one most influential figure in all of human history because he is the Christ, the Anointed One, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power as the ultimate King of Kings, the ultimate High Priest, the ultimate Prophet of God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The wonderful works which will be done by this babe lying in a manger are far beyond the power of any mere human. But he is far more than a mere human. He is both true man, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, and he is also true God, begotten of the Father from eternity. As the angel announced to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Paul expresses it this way in Colossians, in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And in 1 Timothy he writes, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.